Hey, what's up, guys? It's Cypher PK.
This is going to be my new YouTube webpage.
Too many bots in the game.
Like, that's not an actual PvP experience.
Fortnite saw my video, and it became like a big deal. Like, the hashtag started trending.
F Cypher. What? I can't be the punching bag on both sides. People do not do research on their own.
They're trying to keep this fake positive attitude towards Fortnite.
Nah, come on. It's not that bad.
Ninja.
Bossy.
Go watch Cypher's stream if you want to watch builds. Not here, dude. Not happening. You've complained every game. I don't regret anything I said about any of my takes about that season. Like, this was the best gun in the game. And then they keep this gun in the game, and then they add another useless rifle. Like, who's balance testing over there, man? I'm just being honest, and I would love to know if I'm in the wrong.
Fortnite and big content creators have a mutually beneficial relationship. Fortnite updates their game, which brings in more players and money, while the big content creators make videos hyping up said updates, which brings in views and money for the content creators, which could potentially result in more players and money for Fortnite. Sounds good, right? When I say that they hype up updates, I meant all updates. Good updates, bad updates, it doesn't matter. Every single addition to the game, regardless of its quality, is a net positive for these content creators. Financially, at least. It keeps their channels up and running. So for seasons like Wrecked, with tons of broken items and mechanics, the content possibilities are endless. And if you're in a position like Courage, NickA30, CypherPK, why would you want to advocate for nerfs which would water down the content possibilities?
There's so many ways to ruin a sweaty player's day. There's so many cheesy things. If you are going against someone you just know they're much better build-wise and whatever, You don't really got to concern yourself too much with trying to outbuild them.
I get that updates like this can be fun for people. I have no issues with that. But it's a problem when you don't even want to acknowledge that things are broken and that they should be nerfed instead of shifting the problem to the sweats.
If you're a sweat, you are gonna hate this season, bro!
They know that at a rudimentary level, this season was negligent in the balancing department, but it's fine so as long as the sweats are the people that suffer from it. The more broken something is, the more likely someone is to watch something. If Fortnite didn't have broken shit in the game, do you think Cypher would be able to post videos like, "Fortnite made a mistake"? Shit like this sells, so why not just suck it up and get your bag? If content creators like Cypher genuinely had no issues with Wrecked, then fair enough, that's your opinion and that's totally okay. But when you make a video going over the history of Fortnite's mistakes and you agree that Wrecked was broken...
Nitro into builds? This was pretty disgusting. And the cars too.
It reinforces the theory that you actually don't care anymore whether or not a season's bad, since you can just make content off of it regardless. Especially if you end your video like this.
But it is what it is. Fortnite's still making mistakes after all these years, but they've also had a lot of great stuff, you know? No one can be perfect, right? Come on, cut to some slack.
You see, that's your problem, Jimmy. Thinking the ends justify the means.
For Cypher's case, I think I might be able to pinpoint a specific time that may have pushed him to this point. In Chapter 2, Season 2, Cypher talked about the problems with skill-based matchmaking and bots, and came up with ways to possibly mend this issue. Shortly after, Fortnite changed the way skill-based matchmaking worked and reduced the amount of bots. They never stated that Cypher was the sole reason they did this, although Cypher did confirm that Fortnite did watch it. But people still called him out for this. People were pissed that there weren't as many bots, which is somehow a bad thing, but enough people were riled up to where #FCypher was trending on Twitter. This confirms two things. Fortnite is open to criticism and feedback, and that Fortnite can get the ball rolling on certain things from big content creators speaking up.
If you're a sweat, you are gonna hate this season, bro!
Cypher was extremely passionate about defending his case against these mean tweets. He stood on his opinion for skill-based matchmaking and bots, and he was a little heated about it, and I don't blame him.
To point your audience at somebody who literally has only good intentions for Fortnite, I like to think of myself as an ambassador for streamers and content creators, because I want this game to be more enjoyable for people who create content like you. I'm trying to help you, and a lot of you turned on me.
This made me feel something. I looked at Cypher fondly after this video. Even if the topic was about something completely different or something that I don't agree with, I would still respect the hell out of him. His tone and his body language conveyed that he gave a shit. He spoke for the people, and it was great. If this was the reason Cypher slowly started inching away from speaking up and having these long conversations, that would be pretty disappointing. Just because you got backlash for believing in something doesn't mean that you just concede in the future. If anything, the more you get shit on by people, the more you should be motivated. It tests your belief on that opinion, and your opinion will grow stronger because of that. A video that took me by surprise was the infamous Fortnite We Need to Talk video. Now let me preface that this is a good step in the right direction, a one-on-one talk, shooting the shit with the audience in Fortnite. The problem is that the critiques that Cypher laid out would have come in handy during Chapter 5 itself. This video came out at the tail end of Remix and right before Chapter 6. Fortnite was pretty aware of these critiques months in advance, most likely because of factors like Twitter and smaller Fortnite channels bringing these issues to light, which Cypher literally shows.
If you don't want bots, play ranked. I don't know why people complain about bots. That's not a viable solution, brother. Now, they did just announce that Fortnite Ranked OG is dropping. That's not a viable solution, brother. Now, they did just announce that Fortnite Ranked... That's not a viable solution, brother.
When they added bots to OG, Cypher posted what appeared to be a commentary video, and I was like, oh shit. I was actually pretty interested in what he had to say, since on Twitter he was blatantly fence-sitting. He was fence-sitting again in this video, talked about the topic for less than a minute, and just reacted to his subreddit for the rest of the video since this was on his React channel.
I understand why some players need to have bots in their lobbies. That's not an actual PvP experience. I guess some people really like the whole idea of the AI. I just personally don't want bots in my lobbies. Eliminating real players is more satisfying than eliminating AI that don't even fight back.
Despite trying to maintain his positive outlook, Nick A30 has actually let loose a couple of times, resulting in moments where his unfiltered opinions come out about weapons, items, and even creative maps. This results in people clipping him and shitting on him on Twitter. But overall, I'd say that Nick A30 wants to keep his mouth shut to avoid as much drama as possible. This doesn't even compare to the amount of witch hunting and toxic positivity that's aimed at none other than Ninja. He was loved by the majority of the community, but this was almost 8 years ago, because now, people fucking hate Ninja. But why? Enter opinions. These don't really end well in this community. Yeah, everyone has preferences. What's so bad about Ninja's opinions? They can't possibly be that bad. Daily Clip Central as a channel, conceptually on paper, seems like a great idea. They take small tidbits and viral moments from different streamers, and they post anything significant that might have happened that week. It's straight to the point, it's great. But this account milks the absolute shit out of Ninja. Which doesn't sound that bad at first, but when they intentionally just post blatant clickbait, spread misinformation without context about people like Ninja, is when the problem arises. Fortnite added rank to Reload, and Ninja is not having fun.
I mean, it's assed. All my matches have been against AI. Right now, I'm playing at, 11 a.m. There's like 20,000 people on in Zero Build. Not everyone knows about it yet. We'll find out, more when I'm playing with Courage and them. Of course Ninja hates it. I love it. I think it will be great.
So yes, he didn't have fun for a match or two, but if you read between the lines, he actually had a blast when his friends got on and the lobbies got more competitive. So it's a bit disingenuous to say that Ninja isn't having fun. There isn't really an excuse since channels like this just sit on their ass and watch streams and VODs all day. Ninja's officially making the move to Call of Duty.
I'm going to COD. Going to a real battle royale.
Do I have to explain how he's joking? And you wonder why Ninja has this terrible perception. In this new renaissance of constantly clipping random garbage of person A saying something funny and loud, and recording person B's silly reaction to person A, it's not surprising that people don't want to do actual research when they can go to some clip channel and eat the low-hanging fruit. But it's safe to say that clip channels don't really give Ninja a fair rep. For a long time, Ninja has always been an anomaly of being admired of his past accomplishments, but also being detested by people since he likes to complain sometimes.
Yeah, this hands down is the worst season I've ever seen in my entire fucking life, bro.
You know where Ninja stands when it comes to seasons and chapters. He doesn't shy away from it. Another misconception that's passed around like a venereal disease is that he only likes Chapter 1 and has been hating on the game for years. But here's the crazy part. If you actually do the smallest amount of research, you can actually see that Ninja loved Chapter 4 and puts it alongside Chapter 1. He even claimed that there wasn't even a bad season in that chapter, meaning that he liked Wilds, which, mind you, is one of the most hated seasons of all time.
In general, the entire map was solid, rock solid, flawless. I don't even think there was a bad season. Chef's kiss, it belongs right up there with Chapter 1.
Yeah, this guy hates modern Fortnite.
In general, the entire map was solid.
Bro, the jungle biome sucks for a lot of the same reasons
that Coral Castle sucks.
Whoa, Cypher, that's really hateful, dude. What the hell? Ninja hating Wrecked is unacceptable, but liking Wilds, a hated season? Now, we're not going to acknowledge that because it doesn't further the agenda of Ninja hating modern Fortnite. The launch of Chapter 2 Remix saw a relatively large bump in player numbers, but obviously it wasn't going to reach anywhere near the player count for Season OG. When Cypher and Courage wanted to know his first impressions, Ninja brings this up, and he's right, it's nearly impossible to compete with that first day of OG.
What are your initial thoughts, Ninja?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Disappointing.
Your first game, bro. Can we be positive, bro?
I am. Listen, I'm being honest. I'm not. I don't sugarcoat shit.
Wow, that's a compelling statement, Ninja. Courage and Cypher, do you guys have any input on that? This fucking guy can't win for the life of him. He compliments cool shit when he sees it, but the moment he's critical, he's a vibe killer.
The reason I'm not engaging with it is because it's just primarily negative and I'm in a good mood. Stupid motherfucker, bro. Some people are so dumb. Sorry, that just tilted the shit out of me.
Courage meeting Ninja is probably the most spineless shit I've ever seen in my life. Ninja wasn't even complaining, he was literally bringing up his point from earlier, how the concept of a Chapter 2 OG season wouldn't stand a chance against a Chapter 1 OG season. It's a simple discussion that he wanted to have, and he's not even wrong about it, there's player count data proving it. Nah dude, you have to have the same opinion as me, or else I might have to mute you.
The millions of people are on right now. Like, why not turn off, like, you know, 50% AI? Like, why are we in 50% AI lobby? Maybe even more. Maybe like 80%. Anyways, I'm done. I'm already getting roasted for talking shit.
He's out of line, but he's right.
To this day, Ninja still remains the black sheep of this collective of big content creators. He still has moments of enjoying himself on Fortnite.
Go.
And he still has moments of not enjoying himself on Fortnite.
No. Oh my god!
But after everything, good and bad, Ninja can't win. I'm not saying that these content creators need to climb on the rooftops and scream into a megaphone because the Typhoon Blade's broken, but I'm asking just to have a little backbone once in a while. Think outside of a content creator perspective and think about the game itself. Courage will never do any of this, so I'm not really concerned about him, but the reason why I've been so adamant about Cypher is because he was able to have a balance in his content. He would do a mix of both commentary content and his usual videos. These will always get 10 times more views than videos like these. He needs to pay people. Oni Studios needs to keep their lights on. I get it. But it sucks that it comes at the cost of Cypher becoming harder and harder to read on his main channel videos, especially for being known for being the exact opposite in the past. If you're able to make time to react to Fortnite clips, TikToks, or your subreddit, a simple commentary video or a bi-weekly check-in of how you're feeling about the new season or meta wouldn't hurt anybody. But it wouldn't be evergreen content because everything now has to be evergreen content. And that's the problem. It's simply not worth it.